Now, to bring this a little down to earth, it means that whenever any experience befalls us, whether someone says something to us, we read something, or we feel something, experience something through the senses, we must always be aware, and we must ask ourselves, in which direction is the reaction going? Is it a cyclical reaction, or is it a progressive one? Is it a spiral one? Because if there's a cyclical reaction, say from pleasure to greed, craving, then we go round and round in the wheel of life. If there's a progressive one, a cyclical one, however faint, however feeble, say a reaction from experience of the unsatisfactoriness of life to a feeling after, an aspiration after something higher, then to that extent we go up the spiral, we place our foot, however hesitantly, upon the first step or the first stage of the path. So this, you'll surely agree, I think, is a very, very practical aspect of Buddhism indeed. How many people will care to place their foot even upon the first step, the first stage, I don't know. But we have, each and every one of us, sincerely and honestly, to investigate, to introspect our own minds, to try to understand just where we are now, in which direction we are going, and what the ultimate goal of all our activities, indeed of our lives, really is. If we see things clearly, if we get the stages of the path, and if we get the goal of those stages clearly in view, there is no doubt what our decision, and we hope also what our determination, eventually will be.